True Seekers, Mike Molloy here. Welcome to Friday. Thank you very much for tuning in. What are we doing tonight? We're going to give away another $50 gift certificate from Pro Flowers and podcast trivia tonight. Our lucky winner will get a 1 year's subscription to commercial-free Molloy Show podcast downloads. How about that, huh? Couple days ago, the about 12 seconds of audio from the other night on this program where I said, as long as the SEAL team is going after a mass killer like bin Laden, you know, they ought to consider going after a mass killer like George Bush. And somebody cut the sound out, some freak, and sent it to, of all places, Drudge. And it was immediately picked up by all sorts of right-wing websites. So as a result of that, boy, I've heard from people I haven't heard from for a long time. I heard from an ex-boss of mine whose comments were condescending, snotty, and you know, just kind of jerkwaddy. I don't know where these people come from. I've heard from people in the business, in the radio business. Well, it's not really a business. This is like, I mean, it's more like, I don't know, street walking. But I've heard from people in this business. And the usual stable of right-wing cowards, morons, and half-wits, some of whom claim to be CIA, some claim to be ex-Marines or former Marines, on and on and on and on and on. And the thing that, I mean, invariably, every single one of these, of course, have misspellings or kind of childish cuss words. Not the really good ones like I use. I don't mean the ones I use on the air. I mean the ones I use sometimes in emails or when I'm talking. But all sorts of allusions to sex with my seven-year-old. And I mean, just on and on and on. It's astonishing, astonishing. And what it does is confirm for me, I mean, without a doubt, confirms for me the sick nature of right-wingers. George W. Bush is a mass killer. He is a war criminal by anybody's definition. George W. Bush is responsible for hundreds of thousands of dead people in Iraq. Now, we can go back through the list of presidents, United States presidents, who are also responsible for mass death. Oh, like Lyndon Johnson, like Richard Nixon. You know, you can just go on and on and on. But George W. Bush, because he was such a smarmy, ignorant son of a bitch, it never occurred to him. He never felt any remorse or regret. I think even Nixon. Okay, maybe not. LBJ certainly felt regret to the extent that he resigned or didn't resign. He decided not to run again. But to all you turds who've been writing your nasty emails to me, I mean, keep it up. It really confirms my suspicions about how sick right-wingers really are. I mean, just beyond the pale. To think that not only that you would defend the murderous, lying attitudes and actions of George W. Bush. I mean, I don't think I got any letters from anybody who has had a son or a daughter go to Iraq on the lies of George Bush and be killed or come back with an arm or a leg missing. No. I don't think those people wrote to me because I think those people understand what this lying war criminal son of a bitch actually pulled off by ordering U.S. troops into Iraq under false pretenses, lies, deception, illegal activities, war crimes. So the people that write to me, you're a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of punks and cowards, every single one of you. And may you all rot in your particular hells, okay? I find your emails intriguing. I really do. Because of the depth of the ignorance. How do you defend a war criminal? You people are like brown shirts. You're like Nazis when the Nazi Party was just being put together. You're like the communists during the Great Leap Forward or whatever Mao put together, where the ignoramuses came out of the woodwork to beat the intellectuals and the artists and historians into the ground and send them to re-education camps. You people are disgusting. You're driving the country down. You're murdering the country. You know who your candidates are. You know how you vote, and you stink. Every single one of you stink. You have the stench of death about you. You have the stench of ignorance about you. But it's still intriguing to read these emails. It's just astonishing to me that people who otherwise, you know, they'll grab the nearest flag and wave it like madmen or madwomen, because I'm getting some, a lot of them. Matter of fact, probably 20% of these are from women, or at least they say they are. I don't know if they're women or not. But these people who will grab a flag and wave it and start screaming and frothing at the mouth, USA, 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 when somebody's murdered. And yet when George W. Bush, a war criminal of the highest degree, orders an invasion of a country unable to defend itself, who has done nothing, because George Bush wants to prove his is bigger than his daddy's where it concerns Saddam Hussein. Give me a break, you crazy bastards. I hate breathing air, the same air that you people suck into your decaying bodies and breathe out in the atmosphere. How dare you defend war criminals? And then when I make a statement like I made, which I'll repeat again and again and again and again, Bush is a war criminal. It's a goddamn shame somebody didn't put an end to this war and destruction and death long ago. There was nobody in this government that had the courage to stand up to him. Not Colin Powell, not the worst security advisors in the history of this country, Condoleezza Rice, not any of the punks and stool pigeons who hung out around Dick Cheney. You would have thought somebody would have stepped up and stopped it and said, Mr. President, you can't do this. You're committing war crimes. But none of them did. What did they do? What did these filthy pigs do? They wrote their little interpretations of law, like John Yoo and Gonzalez and the rest of these devils. They wrote interpretations, twisted them beyond belief to justify torture, to justify murder and mayhem and invasions. They lied. They went before the United Nations. They went before anybody that would listen. They outed a CIA agent, Valerie Plame, because her husband came back from a fact-finding trip with facts. So to you people who have been sending me emails, keep them coming. And if you think, let me just tell you, to all the guys, I assume you're guys, who have sent me the thinly veiled threats about my safety, the references to Alan Berg, just make sure when you come for me, sucker, that you're not the first one through the door, because I'll guarantee you that your ass will get one right between the eyes. Now, I feel much better. Just had to vent that out. I didn't know I lived in a... I knew this country was going Nazi. And I knew that Matt Drudge is a little punk ass who, you know, has made his millions by being a punk ass. And all these little blog sites and red state websites, you people are disgusting. How dare you talk about what I say when you're out there like termites and cockroaches undermining everything about this country that has any worth. Damn you. Just damn you. You know what I'm saying? Man. Bunch of cowards.
I'm going to send that Mike Malloy an email. I'm going to defend George W. Bush.
Good God in heaven. Okay. What do we got? What else we got? I got a bunch of stuff tonight, so stick around, all right? Podcast trivia, that's coming up. I'll tell you what, I want to do the podcast trivia right away tonight. After the next break, not after this break that's coming up right now, but after the next break, the bottom of the hour, we're going to do podcast trivia right away. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
And two times a saint, and the quality of mercy is not strange. Yes, for love, if it's love, it's changing but unchanged, and the quality of mercy is not strange.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Senators and lawyers.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Victims and heroes.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
The hour. I got an interesting email here this week, past couple of days from George in Oregon. I want to share it with you. He writes, Mike, I think you already know this, but you and I and a lot of the folks that listen to your program would be classified as Christian atheists. People who think the teaching of Jesus, if he did exist, is one person and not an amalgam of many teachers. We're intended to make the world a better place, but don't buy into any of the magic and religious posturing associated with it, are Christian atheists. We have lots of company, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Gandhi, etc. The Jefferson Bible, Jefferson's version of the New Testament, illustrates this belief very well. Jesus taught his followers to care about each other and to care about the sick and the poor and not to waste their lives in the pursuit of wealth. He had nothing good to say about the rich because he knew how most of them got rich. Right-wing fundamentalist so-called Christians, on the other hand, believe in nothing but the magic. They teach, or they think they have a personal relationship with Jesus, and they don't pay any attention to what the man tried to tell them. All they have to do to be saved is to believe he was the Son of God. The rest of the crap is too hard to deal with. Many of them are sure Jesus wants them to be rich. They sure as hell don't apply any of what he taught into what they espouse, that's for sure. Rupert Murdoch, Scott Walker, Raisin Brain, Cheney, Pat Robertson, and most of the fascists in the Repug Party all claim to be conservative Christians. Screw the working class. Screw the poor. Let the sick die. Kill the Muslims. Trash the environment. Because that's what their God, whoever the hell he is, wants them to do. Look at their so-called budget, which screws everybody but the rich enablers. If Jesus were alive today, he'd blow his lunch. We're damn far from being perfect, but I think the majority of truth seekers actually care about our fellow travelers on this planet. Jesus lived in an ethical toilet, much like the one we live in now. The government was corrupt. The religious establishment was corrupt. Most people were poor. The rich ripped off whatever they could from whomever they could. And life was generally tough for everybody but the top 1 or 2%. He got himself killed by saying the Romans weren't the final authority, which was considered sedition, and they murdered him for it. People who tell the truth in an authoritarian society are made examples of. Bradley Manning told the truth. Where are all the cries from the religious right about his torture and inhumane treatment? Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, maybe not. Just my 2 cents worth. George in Oregon. Well said, George. Yeah, that's always, not always. Come on, Mike. For the past 35 or 40 years, that's been my position on the rabbi that wandered around the Middle East 2,000 years ago with 12 followers and tried to tell people a few very salient facts about their crummy, crappy existence. And they didn't want to hear it. And they don't want to hear it today. Yeah, every once in a while, for the sheer hell of it, I will flip through the religious channels, you know, Pastor Hagee and some of these Creflo Dollar type, some of these prosperity preachers, and I'll tune in. You know, they run 24/7. You can get what look like Sunday morning church services at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. You know, I mean, any time. They're on constantly because they're only there to pitch for money. They buy time. There's no network that gives the time away. They have to buy time, and then they make their pitch. They go after the money. That's all it is. It's a money pitch. But I watch these people prance up and down the stage, 99% of whom are males, and 99% of them are white. And I'm intrigued by it, because anything that is such an aberration within a society, you know, just a cultural dumping ground like evangelical Christianity as presented on television, I'm intrigued with. Just like rednecks in the South and people that ride around with stars and bars on their pickup trucks and waving their guns and stuff, you know, that kind of stuff intrigues me. It really does. And When I flipped at these so-called Christian channels, what I see, knowing the Bible the way I do and knowing the Christian religion the way I do, what I see is gagging. It's just appalling. It's sort of like what Gandhi said: "You're Christ, not bad. You're Christians, feh." Well, he didn't quite say it that way, but that's pretty close. So to watch these people. And to know that they're nothing but hucksters, charlatans, liars, con artists, Republicans, Bush lovers, neo-fascists. And yet, as bad as that is, who in the hell sends these people money? Lots of folks. And that's the part that I just find devastatingly intriguing. So, anyway, George in Oregon, thanks for the email. All right, when we come back after this break, get ready. We're going to open up the lines during the break, not the second, but during the break. And we'll do our podcast trivia right after the commercials. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Get the right answer to the question we present to you if you're one of the lucky contestants. And if you win, a one-year subscription to the Malloy Program podcast downloads, commercial-free, sent to your, I don't know, anything. Actually, your email. You can stick it in your electric toothbrush if you like, but there it is. For you! But you have to win first. All right, Maestro, cut the music for just a second. All right, who do we have? We have Mordecai. Is it Mordecai?
Yes, it is. Hi, Mike.
Hi, in Madison, Wisconsin?
Yep.
All right, Mordecai, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. According to government reports, what was the code used by the hit team that erased Osama bin Laden to let the national security team back home? No. They now had a corpse in their possession. Was it A, Sic Semper Tyrannimo, Tyrannus, B, Geronimo, C,
Geronimo's the answer.
C, Where's Bush, or D, We're from Halliburton and we're here to help you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the last one's cute, but it's Geronimo and I'm disgusted. And
all right, you win.
And, Mike, I wanted to ask you, how long can they keep this 9/11 big lie going? It is so disgusting to see even so-called liberal and progressive pundits jumping on the happy days are here again, Osama's dead. I just can't believe they can keep up this big lie in spite of all of the evidence. It just shows you how stupid we are, the American people. Thank you.
Now, don't hang up.
Okay.
Because Kathy's got to get the information. And Mordecai, congratulations. Let me try to answer it for you by just asking you a couple of questions. How long have we had the lie that Lee Harvey Oswald, all by himself, put a couple of bullets in John F. Kennedy? That was 1963. How long did we have to deal with the lie that the reason we went to war in Vietnam was because we were attacked by North Vietnamese gunships? How long did we have to deal with the lie that the reason we dropped atomic bombs on Japan was to end the war? I mean, these are all lies. And this is one of the primary functions, if not requirements, of government is to lie, especially when you have a government of a country that is imperialist in nature and run by degenerate capitalists. I repeat myself. If you have a government that is imperialist and run by degenerate capitalists, damn, I repeated myself again, then you are going to have lies no matter what the foreign policy is. That's all it's going to be is lies, because you have to lie when you are invading countries. How long did George W. Bush and his crew of mass killers still maintain the lie that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? So the answer to your question, Mordecai, as long as they can get away with it. Now, hold on, Mordecai. We're going to put Kathy on to get the information. And by the way, this hour is sponsored by Tom Bateson. I think Tom sponsored the other night. His message, Mike's outrage about the issues, satisfies the truth seekers' souls. Thanks. Well, thank you, Tom. The truth seekers' souls? All right. How long? You know, that's a good question. The 9/11 lies. And that's the thing that is so horrifying to me. Even if you don't want to go deeply into some of the theories, I'm not going to call them conspiracy theories because that's demeaning. The idea about Lee Harvey Oswald, that's not a conspiracy theory. It's a theory. The idea that 9/11 did not happen the way the American media and the American public absorbed it. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's a theory, but it's not conspiracy. What the hell does that term mean? This is what the establishment, whether it's media or political or government or whatever, they use that term, conspiracy theory, to make you, if you have questions about the official story, feel like a jerk. Oh, I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist. And I hear a lot of people on the so-called left do this all the time. And I don't argue with them. I don't debate with them. I frankly don't give a damn. They are going to do what they are going to do. If you buy into this idea that 19 men, 15 of whom came from Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19 came from Saudi Arabia, and that somehow in their training in Fort Lauderdale and Milwaukee and Los Angeles and Maine, or wherever the hell they were up east, that in all that training here in the United States, that after that training, they were able to commandeer with no questions asked about the training or who they were or why they were here, but they were able to commandeer 4 jetliners. And over the course of, what was it, an hour, hour and 10 minutes, whatever it was, murder 3,000 people, crash airplanes into the trade towers, the ground in Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, and do all this against the greatest national security state, by great, I mean in size and scope, ever put together by human beings, on which the poor, hapless, sap-sucking taxpayers have contributed trillions of dollars to prevent this from happening. A country led by a moronic half-wit, George Bush, and his Svengali, Dick Cheney, who desperately wanted to see mass death in this country, a la Operation Northwoods. If you can believe all that, then you are absolutely convinced that it happened the way you've been told it happens. It happened. Now, I choose not to believe that. And it is a conscious choice based in whatever ability to make rational, coherent thoughts I have left. But the right-wingers and an awful lot of the left-wingers in this country, so-called, can't do that. They're terrified of doing that because to accept that this was done with the passive complicity of the Bush crime family means that nothing is real. Nothing. Where it concerns the political direction, domestic and foreign, of this country. Nothing is real. So when you have an administration that after repeated warnings, shortly before the attack, a memo put in this dumb bastard's hands, Bin Laden determined to strike in the U.S. And he turns to the junior operative that handed it to him and said, okay, you can go now. You covered your ass. And now this mass murderer, George Bush, is trying to take credit, and his sycophants are trying to give him credit for the murder of Bin Laden. You bunch of morons. My God. But that's where we live. So to anybody out there who listens to this program who is rational, and there are a lot of you, who struggle with this all the time, just check out where you live. Listen to your brain dead neighbors or people you come in contact with. Listen to people at your church or your civic association, or hell, even your PTA, your school board, your tax assessor's office. Listen to them. Pretty scary stuff. Did I say this hour is sponsored by Tom Bateson? He has a message. Mike's outrage about the issue satisfies the truth seeker souls. Thanks. Well, thank you, Tom, for the sponsorship. God, that makes me angry. We have a lot of gatekeepers on the left, though, as you all know. No, no, we're not going to talk about that. No, 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 no. And, you know, I can sort of understand it in a way. I mean, you know, let's face it. There are a lot of theorists where it concerns horrific events that have occurred in the past 75 years. A lot of theorists who really are a lot of lights on, but nobody home. I mean, come on, we know that. There are some pretty crazy theories. You don't have to go crazy with it, though. You don't have to get all buggy and loopy, you know, in your theories. And I'm not saying any, I'm not going to specify any that I've heard that are crazy and loopy. I'm just saying you don't have to go that far. And you don't have to get into the intricate details of the ones that are not buggy and crazy and loopy. All you have to do is consider the basic reality. 19 people, 15 of whom were from Saudi Arabia, with whom the Bush crime family, the blood family of the Bush has been doing business with for years. 19 people, 15 of them are Saudis. They come to this country. They go through training on how to fly, not land, not take off, but how to fly massive commercial jets. And this happens all the time. And then they go ahead and murder 19 people. I'm sorry, 3,000 people, these 19 freaks. And you're going to sit back and say, yeah, well, that's the way it happened. Yes, indeed.
Century, only with Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. This hour is sponsored by Tom Bateson. Thanks, Tom. His message? Mike's outraged about the issue satisfies the truth-seeker souls. Thanks. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate the sponsorship. Well, to all you right-wing idiots who have discovered the show, thanks to all the publicity by the cockroach, Matt Drudge, and his the other little cockroaches, stay tuned. You know, once you get over your idiotic resistance to the truth, maybe you'll learn something. And now what? What's the headline here? Was killing Osama bin Laden legal? What? What's killing? Oh, Jesus God. This is a Huffington Post? Well, it's owned by AOL now, so, you know, what's there to make? America breathed a sigh of relief, and world leaders offer congratulations following the killing of Osama bin Laden on Sunday. But following conflicting accounts of the al-Qaeda leader's final moments from the White House, questions are being raised about the legality of the military operation that resulted in bin Laden's death. Who comes up with this stuff? Human rights groups, lawyers, and academics have suggested, among other things, that this could violate an executive order that forbids the U.S. government and its employees from engaging in political assassination. We have not, the military industrial establishment, the military political security state in this country has not followed the legalities of our own law or international law since how long ago? And they're asking this question about Osama bin Laden? Let me ask you one, boys. Was the invasion of Iraq legal? Is the supporting of the murder of Palestinians legal? Is shoring up dictatorships, whether they're in Syria or Egypt or Iran or Iraq, was that legal? Are the attempts to assassinate Hugo Chavez, is that legal? The attempts to murder Fidel Castro, is that legal? What the hell are you people talking about? Legal. We don't do legal. We do whatever we goddamn please. We are USA! 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 Was it legal? Was the overthrow of Salvador and murder of Salvador Allende legal? Were the Contras legal? Was the invasion of Panama and the capture of Noriega legal? Was the occupation invasion of South Vietnam legal? Are you out of your minds asking this kind of a question? We don't do legal. We spit on legal. Is torture legal? Well, John Yoo says it is, Mike. Legal. In the face of these questions, Attorney General Eric Holder told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that the raid on bin Laden's compound was lawful, quote, as an act of national self-defense, end quote. Really? And then there's this. This is madness. Had bin Laden been shooting at U.S. personnel, he would easily have met the legal standard of a legitimate combat target. An unnamed official, when asked if bin Laden tried to grab a weapon or physically attack a commando, told CNN, quote, he didn't hold up his hands and surrender, end quote. White House spokesman Jay Carney also took a similar line, saying, quote, I think resistance does not require a firearm, end quote. Oh, God. Oh, was the killing of Bin Laden legal? What else we got? We have a lot of stuff here. Linda in Phoenix. Hi, Michaels. I said a few days ago I knew these Republican mealy-mouthed liars would find a way to twist the facts. Now, Bush's panties are in a wad because he didn't get the credit for Bin Laden's demise. Well, isn't that just perfect? Refused to do blank when he could have, yet he deserves all the credit? I really hope that the Bush crime family, specifically Cheney, doesn't get hold of the Navy SEALs' names. They would highly likely out them, as they did to Valerie Plame, simply because they can't have their distorted version of the truth. Linda in Phoenix. Yeah, that would be something Cheney would do. It would. Well, we have great respect. Wait a minute. I don't have a heartbeat again. God damn. We do have great respect for our military men who went in there. And, you know, every night I go to sleep, I hear stuff on the roof. I think they're coming in for me. But I'll tell you what, because they didn't give us credit, you know, I'm going to hold a press conference here in the next couple of days, and I'm going to tell you who these guys were. Not to out them or anything, but just to give them credit, because, you know, you want to give credit where credit's due, right? So you stay tuned to my friends over at the Fox Channel and Limbaugh, and I'll let you know when we're going to this press conference. But I'm going to have to give these people's names, because I'll be a son of a bitch if they're not going to give us credit, huh? You might suspect, but welcome all the right-wing freaks who were told to monitor the program. Hi, guys. Hi, girls. Welcome to Never Never Land. This hour is sponsored by Patty. And she has a message here. Nurse, this is what it says, Nurse Talk Radio. Nurse Talk Radio. Nurse, like in RN. Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter is the best medicine. The website is Nurse Talk Site, S-I-T-E, nursetalksite.com/green960am for San Francisco and 1510am for Boston. You got it? nursetalksite.com, where laughter is the best medicine. From Patty Lockhart. Thank you, Patty. Thanks for the sponsorship. Regarding lies told by government, not just the Gulf of Tonkin, not just this, not just that. Bruce Wright said, how about remember the Maine? Yeah, you know, the battleship or the whatever it was, the freighter, the Maine battleship, whatever. It was blown up in Havana Harbor. And that was our excuse to, one of our excuses to begin the Spanish-American War when the United States decided it was time for empire. How about the War of Northern Aggression? Otherwise, that's what it's known as down here. How about Mexico attacked the U.S. in 1845? Another lie. How about the British attacked first in the War of 1812? Another lie. It was some Americans, Bruce writes, trying to grab Canada for fun and profit. And you know what? Maybe they did fake the moon landing. God. Yay. Michael Moore is picking up a lot of flack from the mouth breathers and the psychopaths on the right. And the left. He told CNN's Piers Morgan last night that while he's glad bin Laden is gone, America, quote, lost something of its soul, end quote, in killing him without putting him on trial. In an interview on Wednesday, he called the killing an execution, and he repeated that charge to Piers Morgan last night. He also criticized people who went to Ground Zero to celebrate bin Laden's death. Well, yeah, we did on this program, too. I mean, you talk about macabre and gruesome and just, I don't know. I don't know. Of course, Michael Moore and I are from a different generation. Not to align myself with Michael Moore, I'm just coming at it from an age thing. We're from a different generation. Maybe the younger generations, because there's a couple of them, have no problem with you know, shrieking USA, USA, celebrating. You know, someone's execution. I don't know. I mean, it was bizarre to me Sunday night. It's bizarre to me 5 days, 6 days later here. It just doesn't compute for me. I think just silence. Maybe a private thought. Yeah, we got the son of a bitch. And just let it go. But to jump around like a bunch of banshees, like a bunch of chimps waiting for feeding time, you know, shrieking and frothing at the mouth about, you know, God, yeah. Anyway, he said we lost something of our soul. He went on to say, quote, this is Michael Moore. I hear a lot of people often say, what would Jesus do? I don't think Jesus would go down to Ground Zero like a lot of people did and have a party, end quote. Piers Morgan asked him why he took issue with the way bin Laden died. Moore said that the killing deviated from the notion that everyone has a right to a trial. Quote, Michael Moore, we've lost something in our soul here in this country, something that separates us from other parts, other countries, where we say everybody has their day in court, no matter how bad a person, no matter what piece of scum they are, they have a right to a trial. After World War II, we just didn't go in and put a bullet in the head of all the top Nazis. We put them on trial. End quote. He said people who did not want a trial for bin Laden were, quote, saying that you hate being an American. You hate what we stand for. You hate what our Constitution stands for. We stand for something different from that. And aren't we better than them? End quote, Michael Moore. No. I can show you emails, Michael Moore, and I'm sure you get just hundreds of them. That shows you that the typical right-wing, white, conservative, teabag, bush-loving, scum-sucking American is as bad as any terrorist anywhere, with one exception. You will not find scum-sucking, right-wing, cowardly, cockroach American right-wingers strapping on a detonator belt and walking someplace to blow up Muslims. You'll never see that. Ever. Not that I'm advocating that white Americans do that, but it's all hat, no cattle. They're great at sending poisonous emails. They're great at, stomping their feet and saying, more tax cuts for the wealthy, you morons. They feel great about continuing to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into a national security state that can't even protect us from 19, what do you want to call them? 19 hijackers? 19 Muslims? 19, 15 people from Saudi Arabia? I wonder how many of them knew George W. Bush personally. Or at least once removed. Come on, don't sit there with your mouth hanging open, right winger, like, oh goddamn, listen to him now! You don't know that the Bin Ladens and the Bush were business partners. You don't know that when there was a no-fly order over the United States on September 12th and 13th and 14th and 15th, that no-fly order only applied to us. It didn't apply to the two monstrous commercial jets that flew around the country picking up Saudi nationals and the Bin Laden family members and sending them back to Saudi Arabia on the orders of George Bush. Morons. No, Michael, we're not better than that. Of course not. Don't be an idiot. We are not better than that. We are like that. Texas lawmakers have passed legislation denying privacy to women who go to physicians. No more privacy. If you show up, you have an appointment, and for your own personal reasons, ma'am, you've decided to terminate a pregnancy, the doctor is now required, thanks to the state of Texas, small government, keep government out of, you're now required, the doctor's required to do a sonogram. At least 24 hours before terminating a pregnancy, and to give the woman the opportunity to see the results and hear the fetal heartbeat. The doctor is also required to describe what the sonogram shows. Texas Governor Rick Goodhair Perry, a Republican, of course, stands behind this measure. He says he's going to sign it. So women in Texas, I know, you say, well, I'll never get an abortion. What if they decide that if you go in for birth control, that the laws will be passed describing or dictating what the doctor has to tell you about that? What if you decide that you want to get a breast exam and the state of Texas dictates the doctor has to tell you on that? The show must go on. The show must go on. The show must go on.
He's not ready to make nice. It's Mike Malloy. I'd break up into a million pieces and fly into the
sun. 21 past the hour. This hour is sponsored by Patty Lockhart. She has a message. Go to Nurse Talk Site, S-I-T-E, nursetalksite.com, where laughter is the best medicine. You can get there also through Green 960 in San Francisco or AM 1510 in Boston. Right? Am I saying that right? Thank you, Patty. in Texas, in cases of incest, rape, or fetal abnormality, the woman doesn't have to hear a description of the fetus. She's given permission to go ahead and have an abortion. Think about that for a second. What is an abnormality to the legislators in Texas? Is it a Down syndrome child? What is it? Fragile X child? What is an abnormality to the right wing crazy bastards in the Texas legislature? Huh? Come on, boys. What is it? What's an abnormality? You freaks. People who sponsor this law say it's necessary. The law is necessary to make sure women understand what an abortion entails. What? God damn. I mean, if you're what? Look, let me tell you something, girls. Right now, we're on the cusp of something happening in this country, and several of these categories has already happened. The most PhD candidates in our universities are women. More females are going to graduate soon with medical degrees than men. Wealth is shifting from control by men to control by women. Women are the majority in this country. Women, for the most part, control the so-called purse strings in a person's house. Among the millions of people, men who are out of work, their wives are working to barely keep the family afloat. I'm just wondering, how much longer are women, white women, women of color, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, I don't give a damn, how much longer are you going to allow your inferiors to pass laws telling you what your doctor may and may not tell you in the privacy of an examining room? How much longer, girls? Huh? Man. NARAL, Pro-Choice Texas, National Abortion Rights League in Texas, a nonprofit statewide organization, said of the legislation, quote, Patrick, who's Patrick? Wait a second. Let me read a little bit more of this. I just couldn't believe it. I just got caught up in reading this thing. Anyway, somebody consistently fails to publicly mention the hardship that the 24-hour waiting period between a sonogram and terminating a pregnancy will cause for those who live in the 93% of Texas counties that don't have an abortion provider. Indeed, this bill is designed to shame women, as if we are daft creatures unable to make personal, private medical decisions without the paternalistic oversight of legislators. Well, black folk in this country put up with a lot of it, too, until one day somebody said, hey, you know, if we put together an organization called the Black Panthers and armed ourselves in this gun-crazy goddamn society and patrolled the streets of our own neighborhoods, maybe white folks would wake up to what was going on. Well, white folks did, and then began a systematic execution of the Black Panther organization. But I just wonder, how long will it be until we have the female Panthers, or whatever you want to call them, where women say, wait a second, why should I, as a female, submit my body and personal decisions about my body to a bunch of sorry, sour sons of bitches sitting in a state legislature someplace who are mostly religious fanatics to begin with? I mean, seriously, how much longer are women going to allow to have? I'm just curious. I'm just really curious how much longer females are going to allow this to continue. Of course, on the other hand, it's none of my business, is it? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Flying Monkey Right. It's Mike Malloy.
25 before the hour. Okay, Reg sent me the explanation here. Patrick, I couldn't identify, is State Senator Dan Patrick in Texas. He's the one that proposed this legislation that attempts once again to reduce women to children. Or worse, probably worse. This hour is sponsored by Patty Lockhart. Her message, Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter is the best medicine. Go to Nurse Talk Site. Site is spelled S-I-T-E. NurseTalkSite.com/Green960 or, that's in San Francisco, 1510 a.m. in Boston. Just go to NurseTalkSite.com, and I'm sure you'll figure out what to do there. I haven't been there. Nurse Talk Radio. I hope it's not a porn site or some right-wing. I have to check it out during... I'm just kidding, Patty. Oh, man. I have something here from... All right, it's time for Prairie 2's economics report. Can't tell the players without a program. You ready? Okay, here we go. Unemployment claims jumped by 43,000 last week, pushing toward the half-million mark. That's the bad news. The good news is that 250,000 jobs were created last month. If this were the Clinton years... That would be an average month, not a high point, but this is what we've become accustomed to. Not that we should forget that Clinton participated with the Republicans in creating the World Trade Organization and NAFTA. The good news is the jobs were widely distributed across the labor spectrum and not concentrated in temp jobs, perhaps indicating wages are no longer being driven down. The commodity bubble appears to have burst, with West Texas Intermediate crude oil dropping $15 since Monday to under $100 a barrel. Gold was up slightly today, but is down $100 an ounce from Monday. That's going to make all the people on radio that do those god-awful gold commercials a little uncomfortable, isn't it? Huh? Other commodities have dropped by similar amounts, while at the same time, manufacturers of consumer goods and food suppliers have been announcing sharp price increases. The U.S. dollar has strengthened dramatically as speculators are scrambling to get back into dollars to cover their contracts and loans that are payable in dollars. How this will shake out in the $600 trillion derivative market is unknown, as this is all done on dark markets. When these weapons of economic mass destruction were created toward the end of the Clinton administration, they were deliberately unregulated, contrary to the old New Deal policies. Congress had authorized the Federal Reserve to set the rules because the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, that should regulate this sort of contract, thought these things were crazy and shouldn't be allowed at all. Alan Greenspan, Ayn Rand's butt boy, however, thought they fit perfectly. I added the butt boy. Into the Ayn Rand model of an efficient economy, Greenspan further shoveled his wisdom over the heads of critics by saying there was no risk because such contracts would only be traded between sophisticated parties who know what they're doing. Sophisticated parties like, Lehman Brothers, Goldman Sachs, AIG, that participated in the market for securitized subprime loans and derivatives based upon them. A few people made billions, and it cost the rest of us trillions. AIG, the insurance company, got hundreds of billions in bailouts and in turn went to bail out Goldman Sachs. Lehman Brothers, which is one of the really big banks, turned out not to be too big to fail. TV stock analysts were screaming on Friday that Lehman stock was a steal at $60, but by Monday, it wasn't worth anything. It took trillions to bail out the big banks in corporate America, but of course it was all funny money. Basically, the Fed, the FDIC, the SEC, and the Treasury Department just cooked the books and started over again. Only it wasn't a start over in any real sense. They just fixed the bubble machine. The commodity bubble appears to have burst, and they're talking about a sharp drop in gasoline prices by Memorial Day. The stock market is sagging, but that bubble will probably float along in the breeze for now, and hey, look, it's up today. Woo! The Republicans appear to be pulling back on a number of fronts or affronts, with Budget Committee Chairman Ryan saying publicly that he doesn't think they can do anything about Medicare. And in this round of the Republicans playing chicken with the debt ceiling, since Obama is winning big with the poll numbers, Republicans have no choice but to regroup and lick their wounds. Why does this sound like Al-Qaeda? Get your program. You can't tell your terrorist groups without a program. Treasury Secretary Geithner has extended the debt crisis deadline to early August, which indicates they know they have the upper hand with Congress, as Obama would have kept the pressure on otherwise. We are already past the first predicted deadline, so it looks like the economy is a strong buy, despite all the bad news. And we'll see if it has gone to zero by Monday. PrairieNumeral2.com. Go to his website and engage him. Any of you do that? Well, oh, by the way, Common Dreams, about a week ago, if you like the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, you'll love this. It's what Senator John McCain and Congressman Book McCune, the new chairman of the House Armed Service Committee, are proposing. Tom Andrews had this at Common Greens. Congress should give the president and the Secretary of Defense, are you listening? Congress, the Republicans, want to do this. Congress should give the President and the Secretary of Defense a blank check to wage war against anyone that the President declares or the Secretary of Defense declares to be, quote, associated, end quote, with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Now, this was before the assassination of bin Laden, so I don't know if it's changed, but just who and what is an, quote, associated force of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? Well, Chairman Book McCune's bill leaves that determination entirely up to the Secretary of Defense. Shock and awe, the sequel might not be far behind, and there would be no need to get authorization from Congress before the missiles start flying. That would all be covered in this new blank check legislation. Can you believe this? These are right-wing sons of bitches who wander around the country with their bare faces hanging out, lying about, we want to go back to the original Constitution. We don't like the way they've taken away all the constitutional powers and give them the president. What is it you're trying to do here, you moronic halfwits? Poor John McCain. Three-fifths of his consciousness and half of his courage were left behind in that goddamn North Vietnamese prison, huh? What could be more efficient? No more messy congressional authorization with all those hearings and debates and votes. No more having to deal with intruding congressional inquiries. Why do we want to bomb them? Shh, quiet. They have weapons of mass destruction. No, never mind. No more having to worry about the likes of Congressman Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, Walter Jones, Republican of North Carolina, I think, who insist on accountability by the administration and oversight by the Congress. Now, that's a quaint idea. Tom Andrews writes, this is not a pipe dream. Legislation that would do what I've just described has not only been introduced in both the House and the Senate. It is likely to end up in the defense authorization bill that emerges from the House Armed Services Committee a few weeks from now. Those keeping score should note that the new authorization is, first, global in scope. With no geographic boundary, the Secretary of Defense could take America to war in any country in the world where a suspected terrorist resides. Second, it's never-ending. The language is open-ended and doesn't require the president to return to Congress for additional authority. And third, it is divorced from national security concerns. Unlike the 2001 authorization, passed days after 9/11 attacks, it ties the authority to use military force to a direct attack on America. This language is not linked to any attack or any threat to American citizens. Oh, my God. You see, this is corporate. This is capitalism's wet dream, to have absolute control over the most lethal assemblage of weaponry in the history of the human race, and to be able to deploy it any place you want to. I mean, these capitalists that came up with this are just shivering from the ecstasy of all this.
Get your news unfiltered, only with Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. This hour has been sponsored by Patty Lockhart. Her message, Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter is the best medicine. Go to nursetalksite.com/green960 or /1510 AM, which is Boston. The first one is San Francisco. Thanks, Patty. So, this legislation introduced by a couple of pretty crazy right-wingers, Buck McCune, Congressman Buck McCune, and Senator John McCain. McCune is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and it would give the Secretary of Defense and or the President power to order up war anywhere on Earth for any reason. Well, yeah, there is a reason. There has to be at least one terrorist. A suspected, now it doesn't have to be a terrorist, a suspected terrorist. So if you think there is one in, oh my God, Canada, the Republican Secretary of Defense can order a nuclear strike if he wants to, or she wants to. It is arguably the greatest ceding of unchecked authority to the executive branch in modern history. Not only would the bill abdicate Congress's authority, granted by the Constitution, you Republican snots, to declare war, it would relieve the administration of the need to seek congressional resolutions of support. But wait, there's more! According to Tom Andrews at Common Dreams, in addition to providing a blank check for war, the proposed legislation would give the president dangerous new powers to detain anyone suspected of links to terrorism. It requires that all suspects be held by the military, and either tried by military commission or held indefinitely. Welcome to the Soviet Union, the Soviet States of America, and brought to you by right-wing, filthy, disgusting, neoconservative Republicans. Here you go, boys. You filthy sons of bitches that have been sending me the bad emails the past couple of 3 days, right? You love this, don't you, huh? You have the audacity to accuse me or anybody on the liberal left of being a communist or a Stalinist. You don't know the difference between the terms, never mind. But the provision also diminishes the authority of law enforcement agencies, integral to our anti-terror efforts. You're going to take that away, too, huh? It obstructs the counterterrorism operations of officials who have a record of successful intelligence gathering. It overburdens the military with responsibilities it does not want. It limits the president's options in defending America's national security interests. And probably legitimizes, once again, torture. Huh? Huh? The House leadership, all these Republican filth, Eric Cantor and John Boehner and the rest of these drunks and traitors are deemed very likely to support their chairman, Buck McCone, who will support Buck and push hard for passage on the floor. My God. So anytime you hear these thuggish right-wing Republicans talk to you about they believe in original intent of the Constitution or the Constitution itself, just go up to them and, you know, cough up one of those great big old nasty mouthfuls of mucus and just spit it right in their face. No, you don't want to do that? That's what they deserve, pig bastards. We have... Oh, Justine in Maryland sent this to Mike. A dirty little secret that no one ever talks about is that a woman in this country is at least 10 times more likely to die as a result of complications from pregnancy or childbirth than a first or second term abortion. This is based on national data collected by the CDC. We also don't talk about how maternal mortality rates have skyrocketed for American women in the past two decades, mostly from preventable or at least manageable conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes that occur with pregnancy. The rates are highest among women of color. For most U.S. women, deaths from complications of childbirth or pregnancy occur largely because of the inability to access proper medical care. And we all know how to fix that. Of course, there's no interest in really telling women and their partners or this country these truths. And as you say, these rat bastard conservative Republican evangelicals are misogynist creeps who don't give a crap about families or children. Aren't they voting one after another to literally take food out of the mouths of infants and children? Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Justine in Maryland. Yeah, everything she writes is true. Of course. Of course. Look, to a Republican evangelical white Christian conservative, a neocon, if you're a female, shut up, go fix dinner, spread your legs, go fix breakfast, shut up, do what you're told. The Bible says, shut up. Even Paul in his letter to who? The Corinthians? A woman should shut the hell up when she's in church, right? Shut up! I just wonder how much longer women are going to... Oh, never mind. All right, when we come back here, I'm going to give away a $50 gift subscription to gift card from ProFlowers that you can use anytime you want to up until December 31st of this year. And also, I have a couple of freak stories to share with you that have to do with, yes, Christians and politics. Oh, my God. One from Florida and one from Virginia. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. 7 past the hour. This is the Malloy Show. All right, let's go ahead and do this now. Here's what you get: a $50 Pro Flowers gift card, $50, and it's good through December 31st this year. Kathy will get your mailing information, and Pro Flowers or our syndicator will mail it to you.
His syndicator? He's got a syndicator? Ooh, maybe we can get him off the air by writing to them.
All right, we'll take the 7th caller. Kathy, I'll just be doing this rapid fire. You're number one, you're number two, blah, blah, blah. Number 7 gets the free $50 gift card from Pro Flowers. And you get an awful lot for that, too. Dave wrote to me and said that the Buck's last name is McKeon. I couldn't pronounce it. McCone. So Dave writes, he's my representative, Buck McKeon. Thanks, Dave. This hour, this one right here, is sponsored by Bruce Newhall. He says, visit me on eBay. He is Oompa, O-O-M-P-A, underscore Wonkaville. Oompa underscore Wonkaville on eBay. And if you go there, you receive 10% off if you use the code Malloy with any of your purchase. Mike, I've been listening to you for 10 years, and I just can't thank you and Kathy enough. You soothe my soul. Really? Oh, good. You must be pretty hyper if this nonsense calms you down. No, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Go to his eBay purchase, or his store. Is that what it is? Yeah, it's a store on eBay, right? Oompa, O-O-M-P-A. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oompa underscore Wonkaville. W-O-N-K-A-V-I-L-L-E. Oompa underscore Wonkaville. Wonkaville. Bruce is our third hour sponsor tonight. Thanks, Bruce. I'll mention that again later, of course. From Jan in Mill Valley, California. Thoughts on the assassination, Jan writes. Mike, when President Obama announced the assassination of bin Laden, saying that, quote, justice has been done, end quote, I thought, no, it has not been done. Not only was bin Laden killed without a chance at a trial that likely no one in power in the U.S. would want, since a fair trial would reveal his earlier connections with the CIA and the Bush family, as well as the reasons that made him turn against us. But even more importantly, justice was not done because those responsible not only for the deaths of far more Americans than those who died on 9/11, but also for the destruction of an entire country, Iraq, and the deaths and maiming of tens of thousands of its citizens were not brought to justice. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and the rest of that terror cabal will never face justice in this country, even though their crimes were equal to, if not more monstrous than the crimes of Osama bin Laden. As for 9/11, one only has to ask who benefited. Certainly not Afghanistan, whose leaders said they would turn over bin Laden if the U.S. could show proof of his guilt. Certainly not the Iraqi people, whose country and lives have been and still are being destroyed. The beneficiaries of this so-called war on terror are those who are part of the military-industrial complex who have made trillions from these obscene wars. It should never be forgotten that not long before the attack on 9/11, the right-wingers of the Project for the New American Century, many of whose members became part of the Bush regime, called for a massive increase in military spending and said that in order to justify the expense to the American people, they would need a new Pearl Harbor. They got their new Pearl Harbor, and I have no doubt that some of them welcomed it. Well, we're on the same page on that, Jan, as we usually are, about issues that she writes in about. I don't think there's any doubt. And, you know, my reference the other night that caused the right-wingers to just dribble all over themselves. Oh, did you see on the Drudge Report? Oh, my God, there's a link to what that Malloy said. He said the SEALs might have paid a visit to Bush and gotten another terrorist. Oh, my God, let's send him emails and talk about raping his daughter. That'll show him we're good Christian Republicans. Yeah, well, if any one of you mealy-mouthed little bastards ever get in my gun sights, I have a pop gun with a cork on the end and a long string. Squeeze. Boop. Oh, yeah. In Florida, there's a woman down there, a senator. Her name is Nan Rich. Senator Nan Rich. Ta-da! And there's a picture of her. If you go to the NewYorkDailyNews.com, NYDailyNews.com, and, you know, just look for Nan Rich. There's a picture of her. You really should see the picture. Anyway, there's a bill sponsored by Nan awaiting the crazed Rick. What's his name? Rick Snyder? No, who's the governor in Florida? That's a rhetorical question. I really don't care. Anyway, a bill is waiting for that moron's signature. That's the guy who should be in prison. And the bill is a bill to outlaw bestiality in Florida. SB 344, which bans sexual activity between humans and animals. Wow. Passed the Florida House and Senate on Wednesday this week, along with the so-called Droopy Drawers Bill, which forces students to pull up their pants while at school. Now, these are the Republicans that don't believe, you know, the government should get, well, in your pants. But here they are. And sex with animals. Now, let me ask you something seriously. I mean, if you take a look at Nan Rich's photo, you'll probably understand why she got a bill passed that outlaws sex with animals. I mean, for sure, for sure. But let me ask you something. If somebody is having sex with an animal, I mean, who's going to find out? Is the animal going to go take out a warrant? And if you translate that, it, you know, it says, Farmer Buford grabbed me and did terrible things to me, and I want a warrant. Moo! Which translates, me too. I mean, this is insane. For God's sake, Florida, you people are out of your mind. Here's a woman, a senator. The so-called bestiality bill has been a passion of State Senator Dan Rich, who took up the fight after numerous cases involving sexual acts with animals in the past few years. Really? What do? They call up Nan?
Guess what I just did with a horse?
I mean, how does this woman, this senator, find out that people are having sex with animals? Unless she has put out some kind of a notice somewhere. If you're having sex with your animal, give me a call. Bah! Bah! First met.
Yeah.
Coast to Coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
21 past the hour. All right, this one is not funny at all. As a matter of fact, you may not want me to do this on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's another one of those redneck white couples, man and woman, who get into some real heavy-duty child abuse. This is from Virginia. The headline is a real stopper. Virginia girl found eating herself in a cage in a mobile home. Parents, Brian and Shannon Gore, charged. That's the headline. It's in the New York Daily News. A young girl was found caged and attempting to eat herself in a mobile home in Virginia, and cops say her parents are responsible. The little girl, believed to be either 5 or 6, was discovered in a crib that was converted into a makeshift cage after police arrived at the home in Gloucester County to investigate a burglary last week. The girl's parents, Brian and Shannon Gore, were arrested, charged with felony child abuse. The mother also was charged with attempted capital murder. However, the gruesome twosome now face first-degree murder charges after the remains of what authorities believe to be another child was found buried outside their mobile home. Gloucester County Sheriff's Major Daryl Warren said, quote, "I've done this for 20 years and I've never seen anything like this in my life." A month-old baby boy was also found in the home, but was in good condition. Both he and the older girl are now in the care of the County Department of Social Services. A child's remains were found buried outside the trailer. A nearby homeowner reported his house was broken into and claimed gold bullion, probably brought it from Glenn Beck, a vacuum cleaner, a passport, $2,000 in cash, and other items had been stolen. According to a police report, investigators trailed the bullion to an auction house which claimed to have bought the gold from 25-year-old Shannon Gore. Yeah, mom is only 25. Dad is only 29. Authorities arrived at her mobile home in Gloucester with a search warrant when they made the shocking discovery. The little girl's blonde hair was matted and filled with knots. She wore only a diaper and T-shirt and was eating flakes of dried skin on her body. Dad told police the girl had been kept in the cage since last summer. Spokesman of the Sheriff's Department said it was horrific. I don't know what else to say. A neighbor told the Virginia Daily Press they seemed like nice people. He was a really nice guy. He went to church and everything. Yeah, they usually do, don't they? He went to church. I bet he was saved, too. Jesus was his personal savior. He washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Deputies discovered the dead child's remains while digging under and around a shed at the mobile home. The age, gender, and identity of the corpse are not known, pending examination. Every time I see one of these, truly, and they don't look like, they're meth eaters, or what's Rush's drug? OxyContin. They don't look like they're following the Rush Limbaugh model on hillbilly heroin, and they don't look like they follow whoever else's model on methamphetamines. They look like they're just caught up in the spirit of the Lord and decided that the little bastard that they put in the cage was acting up, I guess. What's she doing? What's she doing now?
She peed her diaper.
Put her in the cage!
Well, now she's eating her skin. Hmm? I told you it was a bad one. It's just scary, isn't it? Huh? Don't you think? He went to church and everything. Yeah. Probably took communion, too. Do you think? The kid was taking communion. In a manner of speaking. It's really gruesome. Just so gruesome. All right. What do you want to bet these two listen to Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh? You know they do. You know, I'm going to be like Rush someday. I'm going to make me a lot of money. How are you going to do that, honey? I'm going to deal drugs. Well, Rush didn't deal drugs. He had his housekeeper deal drugs. Well, I ain't got no housekeeper. That's right.
Make your speeches to the wind. Count the votes that might have been. What you gonna do when the silence falls? See that cloud in the eastern sky. See that cloud in the eastern sky. Brighter than the brightest pearl. Big enough to eat this world. What you gonna do when the well runs dry?
Before the hour. This hour is sponsored by Bruce Newhall. Visit him on eBay. His store name is Oompa, O-O-M-P-A, underscore Wonkaville. Oompa underscore Wonkaville. And if you buy some stuff there and use the code Malloy, you'll get 10% off. And he writes, Mike, I've been listening to you for 10 years now, and I just can't thank you and Kathy enough. You soothe my soul. All right. We are soul soothers. Sanchez in East L.A.
From the West Coast to the East Coast, I wish you muy buenas noches, señor.
Well, gracias. You know, I've noticed that Friday seems to be your day to call in, or your night to call in.
Yeah, well, Fridays you usually take phone calls, so that seems to be how it works out.
that's true. I hate, frankly, I hate taking phone calls, I really do. I'm no offense. It's just that I think phone calls get in the way of the program.
Oh, but it's Progressive Talk Radio.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I know that sometimes I get on your nerves when I kind of talk out of, political topics here, so tonight, as a demonstration of my integrity and credibility, yeah, I am willing to show you my long-form birth certificate as a sign of my credibility, okay?
Well, thank you. I've started wondering about you.
A lot of people have, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering about this entire week, man. This has, we have gone further and further down the rabbit hole, you know? The words I want to encompass everything is, just to quickly put it into perspective here, is there's, we have no body, we have no story, we have no video, we have no photo, we have no excuse. I'm really scratching my head at the admission that Leon Panetta made, what was it, a few nights ago. First, they were saying that they were watching everything on video.
Yeah.
And then they produced this. You've seen the photograph, right? Kathy and I were talking about it while I was talking
not
to her.
Not the photoshopped one. The publication who put that out has withdrawn it and retracted.
Yeah, actually, that's like kind of old. I've seen that one. That's a couple of years old. That one probably floated around like about a year and a half ago. they were trying to back up the story about when Benazir Bhutto was talking about bin Laden getting murdered a couple of years ago. We remember that. I remember the night you played that.
Yeah,
David Frost thing.
I played it. And,
I remember it. I'm just
going with the flow right now, Sanchez. I don't know. You know, what? What do we do here? Do we ascribe to the entire national security team of the United States some massive conspiracy? Wait a second. They've already done that. It was just the Bush. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're just using the same old trick.
So what are you saying? He's been dead for a long time. Benazir Bhutto got it right. She never said she saw the corpse. She said she just knew that, this is before she was assassinated, of course. She knew that bin Laden was dead.
Yeah.
And I've still got that sound someplace. I forget exactly how she said it, but it was in an interview with David Frost.
Yes. And she was murdered by, and I'm forgetting the name, it's just not coming to me right now, murdered by somebody else.
But she was murdered by the Pakistani Taliban.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to allow no damn woman to be no damn prime minister.
Yeah, and all of the evidence surrounding her murder was quickly, including the streets, were wiped clean immediately after the event.
Then tell me what you're saying. What's your theory about the events of this week?
I think that he was already dead. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, quite frankly, Mike. It is completely disturbing to me that you could issue one story that he was in a firefight and that the SEALs had to shoot and kill him, and then the following day it's like, oh no, he was unarmed.
Well, I don't have any trouble with that. The fog of combat. I mean, you have people going in to a building, opening fire. I mean, who knows exactly? I mean, I'm not defending anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, but then you backed that up when Leon Panetta showed up on PBS in an interview and was talking about that there is no video, or they weren't seeing the real-time footage as it was previously displayed to us and told to us. I mean, I saw this in several different places, that now famous photograph of the Situation Room in the White House. You saw that one, right?
Yeah, but what were they looking at? Has anyone ever told us? Were they looking at night scope, night vision?
According to what? No, there was no video. That's what I'm saying. The head of the CIA admitted that there was no live video footage of the raid on the compound. So all these other doubts, all these other things pop up. So you wonder, like, all these guys, all these dudes in the room, and there's Hillary Clinton gasping. I think they were looking at porn.
You are a sick man, Sanchez.
Well, no, but seriously.
What did you think of Mrs. Clinton's cover story? That she really has some, you know, a pollen and asthma problem, or a cold, or upper bronchial, or whatever, and she was just trying to stifle a cough, or it was all very innocent. I think she said that when she arrived where? In Turkey or someplace?
Well, she didn't break out in any allergies. I haven't seen her getting teary-eyed since before that she was trying to run for president. So it's mighty convenient how her little allergies come and go like that. Well, look, let me just put it this way.
Yeah.
If this administration had an R behind Barack Obama's name as opposed to having a D, we would be jumping all over this. We would be screaming bloody murder.
Well, but there's a reason for that, and that's because Bush lied us into a war that have cost anywhere up to 1 million lives, 5,000-6,000 of which are ours, and another 10,000-20,000 wounded. I mean, Bush has a history of being a lying son of a bitch. Is Barack Obama the same thing?
A very good question.
He breaks his promises. He doesn't live up to his campaign promises. But I don't know. I cannot convince me if you can, but I cannot see. I think Benazir Bhutto probably had it wrong.
I'll be honest with you. I can't convince you because I can only convince you of the fact that I'm not convinced. I can't accept it. No photo, no body. No story. Story's getting changed. The fog of war, I am sorry, but it doesn't work with me. It's like all of these different things coming out? No. Obama at least seems as organized and as together that he wouldn't do something like that. He wouldn't let things go out like that. So to me, when things start stinking like that, they stink. And when they stink, there's something wrong.
No, wait. What do you mean Obama? Bin Laden wouldn't let things?
No, Barack Obama. When Barack Obama seems like he's got everything together. I mean, you know, well organized. Yeah. And you know,
well, this
but,
is, if this story went down the way they say it went down, oh, God, I'm using terms like went down. I hate that.
Well, you were just talking about the Virginia story.
If this story happened the way it's been reported to have happened, how could Barack Obama, I mean, would he be a party to this kind of a monstrous fraud?
He's been a party of it ever since he became president, ever since he bought into the lies when he was saying that it was strictly Al-Qaeda that knocked down the Twin Towers, when, you know, we know differently about stuff like that. And when, you know, he backs up the claim of whatever supposedly hit the Pentagon, and we know differently about that too. So he is a part of it, whether he likes it or not. But in this case, you would think that they would have their act together and that this organization, and they would release the information with credibility. But no, this whole fog of war thing just reminds me again of what happened with Bush and Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld in particular. And the know what we have, the unknowns and the known unknowns of the fog of war, that the unknowns, it's the same time of mental interference that they're running. And again, it doesn't smell right to me. So I'm sorry, but here's another thing. I mean, they're cracking down on everybody right now. Some of your fellow progressive talk radio people, and I've been having conversation with people about this. It's like they're really swallowing the Kool-Aid hard. And some of them, associating us to even question what Obama is saying. Like I say again, the only reason that people aren't jumping on him is because he has a D as opposed to an R behind his name, okay? Because we would be jumping all over his ass. But since we're not, and people like me are still questioning it, I'm being associated with the racist birthers.
Well, just tell me specifically, if you can do it quickly here, we're about to take a break. Tell me specifically what you think. Those photographs of the crashed helicopter inside the bin Laden compound, if that's what it is, the kids picking up pieces of a stealth helicopter, all these reports, is it all fake, Sanchez?
They're inventing some of the story, and some of the stories aren't holding, and they're having to, like, back up and change and switch stories. The whole factor of this, there's no video. The whole factor of the fact that he's not releasing a photograph. Why no photograph? I don't believe this thing of, like, well, we don't want to inflame the Muslims. No, they're already inflamed. We're, like, bombing Afghanistan. We bombed the hell out of Iraq. They've got enough reason to, like, be upset with us. We killed their leader. Okay, naturally they're going to come after us.
I get that. I mean, yeah. I understand what the motivation was for Al-Qaeda, but this, I don't know. Sanchez, I got to leave it there because we got to move on. I hear what you had to say. Maybe other people want to weigh in on that. Thanks, Sanchez. We'll talk again. Friday comes real quick. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This hour has been sponsored by Bruce Newhall, who has a store on eBay, and his address there is Oompa_Wonkaville. That's OOMPA, Oompa, like the Oompa Loompas, _ Wonkaville, W-O-N-K-A-V-I-L-L-E. And if you use the code Malloy when you make a purchase from his store, you'll get 10% off. All right. His message, Mike, I've been listening to you for 10 years now, and I just can't thank you and Kathy enough. You soothe my soul. Well, thanks, Bruce. Okay, back to your calls. Mark is in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Fair to partly cloudy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, you know, with this Republican regime that's trying
to take over. Is this our cab driver, Mark?
No.
Oh.
I don't drive a cab.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is these Republican people that are writing you and whatever they're doing, emailing you, you know, they're the ones that are destroying this country, and they have destroyed this country.
Yeah.
And thanks to Bush and the Republicans, they gave Bin Laden victory. They destroyed our economy. They killed thousands and thousands of Americans. It's a disgrace. This Republican Party's done more harm to this country than any of our enemies over the history. To me, it looks like...
Isn't that the truth?
It really is. I mean, I know reality is hard to take, but, you know, that's the way it is. And these Republicans, you know, they're destroying the country. The people that are voting for them are doing so much damage to this country. I can't take it anymore.
Well, you know, the thing that never fails to amaze me is when I come out with one of my off-the-cuff statements about, you know, why if the SEALs really want to get a mass killer, why not go after Bush? And I stand by that. You're goddamn right I said it, and I meant it. Whether it was meant in jest or not in jest is up to the listener to determine. But, you know, when I do make a statement like that, and then these cockroaches go insane. The cockroaches are, you know, like the Drudge site and some of these other places where they take the sound clip of my saying that and put it out there. And then all the minor cockroaches go equally berserk, and they think, oh, boy, I'm going to send that goddamn alarm. An email that'll just fry his eyeballs, and most of which I don't see because the algorithm that we use to kick out the really ridiculous and inane ones usually kicks them out. Now, occasionally I'll go into the kicked out file and take a look and see what these jerks are writing. But, you know, I've got a 7-year-old here, and I would hate for Molly to come sit at my keyboard someday and punch inadvertently. Punch up an email and see something that talks about raping her. But this is what I get from these right wingers. And it's just astonishing to me that they will defend a mass murderer like George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and the rest of these people. And I don't care how one wants to define mass murderer, Bush is it. And they'll defend
absolutely. And you know what?
And they defend him. They defend him.
They're crazy, and they're destroying the country. The thing is, Mike, is they wanted a Pearl Harbor. They stated.
Right.
Right then and there, they didn't care how many Americans died. They wanted another Pearl Harbor so they could initiate their crazy, traitorous agenda on America. Yeah. And they left this country, when he left office, he left this country in shambles. Shame on the Republican Party. Shame on all these people. You destroyed my country, and you keep destroying my country by voting in these cockroaches.
Yeah. Well, I hear you, Mark. Thanks a lot, pal.
Okay, brother.
Thanks for checking in. I just can't get over that. The willingness, not the willingness, but the mouth breathing. It's almost like I don't know what would be a good analogy. Some of these right wingers who want to defend the murderous, not just the murderous policies, but the actual murder perpetrated by the Bush crime family, war crimes by any definition, war crimes. I use the term murder. I realize it's a legal term, and they haven't been convicted of murder. How about killing? We'll do that because there's no, the killing is not a legal term. So you have this killing perpetrated by Bush and his cohort of monsters and to rope in Colin Powell even though Colin Powell was a creep to begin with back when he was, what, a colonel in Vietnam? Wasn't he the one that insisted on covering up the My Lai massacre for whatever reason, maybe because he was told to? I don't know. I have no idea. But all of these bastards have these long histories of murder, of killing and blood and gore and mayhem, and then they adopt this self-righteous stance that they are somehow out here to protect America. They have put America at more risk than probably the previous 30 administrations, these sons of bitches. But to hear and read the defense, and it's not really a defense of Bush, it's just an attack against me for stating the obvious, that Bush is a goddamn war criminal and deserves to be put on trial. It's amazing. Oh, well. I'm out of here. You have a good weekend, okay? I'll see you Monday. Take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.